On the line now, I have Dennis Dineen, who is energy analyst with the SEAI Statistics Unit. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
And thank you very much for taking the call. Now, we're going to talk about some data that the SEAI released recently. But before we go into that, will you just explain to the listeners what the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland is all about?
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Yes, the Sustainable Energy Authority, we're maybe better known as SEAI. And so we're a government body that's responsible for ensuring that we use the cleanest and the most sustainable and the most efficient forms of energy possible. So I think probably the main reason a lot of people might know us is that we were responsible for giving out a lot of grants for people to improve, say, the energy efficiency of their homes. So we'd give grants for insulating your home or also for purchasing electric vehicles, or there's also kind of different supports we provide for businesses who are looking to either improve their energy efficiency or to look at renewable energy sources for their business. So that's just one part of what we do. It's a really big part. Another part, actually, is that there's a more data and analytics side of the organization, which includes the statistics unit, which I work on. And we're responsible for producing the official national statistics on energy use for Ireland. That's the part that I work on. So we've just issued a report this week that looks at the first look at the official national statistics for energy use for the year 2020 in Ireland.
Okay, and it makes for some good reading, but I have to say, is it down to less travel because of COVID and other things like that?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah, so as you say, look, on the surface of it, it's some positive figures in that the amount of energy that we used last year in 2020 fell quite significantly compared to the year before. So it was down by just under 10% less energy use than we used in 2019. And then the CO2 emissions that resulted from that energy use were down by about 12.5%, or about 4.5 million tons. So on the face of it, it's good. We want to be cutting the CO2 emissions, especially that from our energy use. But of course, as you point out, you know, that has to be looked at in the context of the very dramatic changes to all of our lives over the last 18 months as a result of the COVID crisis.
And we are getting back to the way things were, hopefully, although quite slowly. But you can see already the increase in traffic. For instance.
Yeah, and you're right to highlight traffic, and that what we see in the figures is actually that the biggest and almost all of the impact of the COVID-19 crisis was on transport energy use. So we didn't see, for instance, the energy used for gas and electricity in people's homes and businesses actually falling all that much. Where we did see the big impact was on transport, and mostly it was in car use, and in actually flying was the single biggest one. So almost half of the entire reduction in energy-related CO2 emissions that we saw in 2020 was down from people not being able to fly in or out of the country as much as they did previously. So you're right. Like we're all looking forward to a return to some kind of normality, as soon as possible. Hopefully by the end of this year. But of course, it's already June, and we're only just kind of coming out of the restrictions now. There still will be a large impact from COVID on our energy use in 2021 when we look at those figures. But I think, you know, there's an opportunity for us to maybe like evaluate or reevaluate what we learned from the pandemic and maybe take some lessons from it and some things that we found were good from the pandemic and maybe not return exactly to the life as it was beforehand. And things I'm thinking about there, for instance, might be a lot of people are seeing the benefits of working from home. Spending much less time on long commutes and on the money that costs in fuel and on the time and energy. And so a lot of people report now that they would really rather to have some kind of more of a balance where they might only work from the office 2 or 3 days a week. So that would be great where it's possible to see that kind of improvement in people's lives. And also it's more efficient and uses less energy in the transport system if we can adopt those kind of positive changes going forward.
Yeah, and people's habits have changed. You see a lot more people out walking, for instance, and a lot of people have taken up cycling. So maybe that'll help as well, people say.
Yeah, absolutely, hopefully. I think with the lower traffic levels over the pandemic, people, you know, it was a more pleasant atmosphere for people to try walking and cycling, especially maybe cycling. And when we look at, you know, transport is the single biggest energy user and the single biggest source of energy-related CO2 emissions in society. It's about 40% of all of the energy-related greenhouse gas emissions are from transport. So it's a really big one that we have to try and find solutions to. And a big part of the solutions over the next 10 years that we're going to need in transport is going to be getting more people walking and cycling where it's possible, you know, in cities, in places where there are that kind of alternatives. And so, yeah, hopefully that what we've seen, as you say, that the trend for more people enjoying walking and cycling will lead to people looking into those alternatives in the next while.
Okay, and we'll move on now. I know, as you say there, traffic and flying is a big reason for the drop. But say we go to electricity, for instance. I'm just looking here that the renewable sources of energy increased. This wouldn't have anything to do with the pandemic, really, would it?
No, that'd be separate. So that's kind of a long-term trend we've seen in electricity generation. So if we look at over the last, say, maybe 10 years, the area where we've really made the most progress on improving the sustainability of our energies has been in electricity generation. And we saw a continuation of that again last year. So not related to the pandemic. This is a part of separate longer-term trends. And one of the positive things we saw that improved the sustainability and the carbon intensity of the electricity that we used last year was that there was a strong reduction in the amount of peat that we used to generate electricity. So it was down almost 50% on the previous year. And that, combined with a further growth in the amount of renewable energy, which grew by about 8%, meant that the carbon intensity of our electricity fell to an all-time low. It's about a third now of what it was back in the 90s. So that's, you know, a massive reduction, a 66% reduction in the CO2 emitted for every unit of electricity that you use in your home or in your business this year compared to what it was 25, 30 years ago. And that's really down to getting the most polluting types of fuels for electricity generation out of the system. So those are coal, peat and oil, and using a lot more of the cleaner fuels, which are renewables, which now account for over 40%. It's just, you know, not far off of half of all the electricity generated last year was from zero carbon renewable sources. That's a really massive success story for Ireland. And then the other, almost all the rest of it was generated from gas, which is a fossil fuel, but it's the most efficient and cleanest fossil fuel we have. So that's what led to that very significant improvements in the sustainability of our electricity over the last 10, 15 years. And what we really need to do now is to replicate the success that we've seen there in the energy that we use for heating our homes and for transport, for powering our cars and our trucks, where we haven't seen that same level of success over the last 10, 15 years. And that's a challenge for the next 10 years.
So we'll go back to the first part of the report. You hope that the reduction will continue. Not as huge as it was during 2020, but maybe we'll continue to get better.
Well, I mean, actually, just to give a sense of the scale of the challenge, so the government has set out the target of that we should reduce our our total greenhouse gas emissions by 50% over the next 9 years now, out to 2030. And just to give a sense of the scale of just how challenging that is and important that is, that would mean that we have to achieve the same level of reduction that we saw in 2020, which was mostly due to COVID, every single year for the next 9 years out to 2030. So it's absolutely massively challenging, but that's the levels of reductions that we have to achieve if we're going to reduce our emissions by 50% in the energy sector, which we need to do if we're going to keep in line with our Paris Agreement goals and with the government policy to keep us on a trajectory to be net zero carbon emissions by 2050.
Yes, and I know there was a stage where we were actually being fined by Europe for our emissions. Is that still the case?
So we had Europe sets targets for all member states. So we had targets for this year, for 2020, across a number of different metrics. Like, for instance, we had to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions by a certain amount, we had to have a certain amount of renewable energy, and we had to have a certain improvements in energy efficiency. So it looks like we're going to miss all of those targets, in fact. And so there will be measures that the government has to take to make up the difference. It won't actually be fines. It'll probably mean that we have to buy allowances from other EU countries. But basically, yes, we will have to buy our way out of the fact that we didn't meet those targets in 2020. So that's something that the government will have to address later on this year.
Okay, and what can the ordinary person do? The people listening to the radio this morning, sitting at home, what can they do to help the environment?
Yeah, look, I encourage anybody who's interested in the topic to visit our website, www.seai.ie. And there's different sections there, depending on if you're a homeowner or if maybe you're looking to buy a new car or if you're a business owner. There's different supports that we can offer in terms of improving the energy efficiency of your home. So maybe if you want to make an investment, there's grants there, or else even there's just energy-saving tips on simple ways where you can maybe turn on the thermostat or ensure that your car tires are properly inflated. There's a whole list of different tips there that'll improve the energy efficiency of your home. But it will, like, over the next 10 years, it will require really buy-in and support more than anything from the general population, from all of us as citizens, that the actions that we have to take are necessary and that we have to support them. And so this will require, very large amounts of government spending to do things like retrofit our homes and to support people to buy electric vehicles. And it's just really important that people understand the need for this. And it is so important that we do achieve these levels of reductions to avoid the worst impacts of climate change. So really, it's just important that people are aware of the issues and are supportive of the need for these very ambitious targets that we have.
And do you reckon education should play a big part in this, Dennis?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, at all levels. And so it's one of the things we try to do. As I say, on our website, we provide information there on the supports you can get. And yeah, it's important that people, realize the importance of this as to why, the climate change is such a massive issue, why the Paris Agreement is so important that we do everything we can to meet those goals, and why we have to support all the the plans and measures that we need to meet these targets.
Okay, then as you say, a lot of hard work ahead and effort to reach the targets that are required, and people can go on to seai.ie. Is that correct?
Yes, that's
and
correct.
There's,
yeah.
There's lots of information there on that website. Is there anything you'd like to add, Dennis, before we go?
No, that's it. So. Yes, so look, good progress we've made in that 1 year. I suppose, as you say, a lot of the progress is down to COVID-19 impacts. So really, when the economy opens up again later on this year, we could see essentially an undoing of all that progress. But it's up to us to try and improve it further over the next 10 years.
Yeah, well, hopefully it won't be too bad, because as you point out, a lot of people will probably continue working from home, and that'll save on public transport costs and petrol costs.
Yeah.
Okay, Dennis, listen, thank you very much for taking the call, and we'll urge all our listeners to go onto the website seai.ie, and as you say, just lots of tips there.
Thanks,
you, Dennis. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.